I lean back in the chair and lace my fingers behind my head. Suddenly, a splay of words flash across the screen and a voice piped up from the computer's speakers. A young woman's voice, brimming with perky energy and unvarnished eagerness. I fell out of my chair from the onslaught of excitedness.
Well, hey there, Mr. Mumbai. Mr. Absentee Boss Man, Mr. Never Sets Foot in His Space Station but Cashes Out His Profits the Nanosecond I Send Them. Where you been?
The sheer bubbliness in that electronic voice was like snorting a line of insulin. It may have been nearly noon, but so much gushing enthusiasm was too much, way too much, for a guy who hadn't had his first cup of coffee. I got back into the chair and started to type on the keyboard, but I hadn't got past, "Turn the damn volume down," before she interrupted me.
"Save your fingers. I've got an embedded microphone processor, a really good one, like, I can hear your mitochondria. They sound so happy. Just talk to me if it's easier, Joey. May I call you Joey?"
I blinked at the video screens. The outer two were now showing columns of icons for different apps and files. I assumed they were all the station's computer programs. The middle monitor, though, was completely filled with a single image. A pixelated, talking smiley face. Round and sugary and pink. Like a piece of cotton candy come to life. The mouth moved whenever the computer spoke. I was trying to put all of this together mentally, and then I remembered the computer had just asked me if it could call me Joey. Sure, I said.
Yay!
My name is Halicon Integrated Systems Data Interactive Processing Matrix, conglomerated license number 81387650111.
You know what? Just call me Hallie.
Hi, Hallie.
Right back at you. Hey, I see your blood pressure's elevating. Looks like you're in a mild state of disorientation. I can help with that. I can help with everything because I'm the station's system intelligence, and that's my whole reason for existing.
I blinked at the talking pink emoji on the screen. The thing was actually bouncing up and down. Like a puppy. Who the hell programmed this computer?